Visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Want to know what the guys are up to this very minute? Friend us at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.
Hi, Guys Games and Beer. We have Rob, Larry, Darlene, and I am with...
Trevor Stricker.
And Trevor, you are with which company?
Disco Pixel.
All right, and tell us a little bit about what Disco Pixel's been up to.
We're making a game called Jungle Rumble. You drum to control a tribe of monkeys while a rival tribe invades to steal your bananas.
Oh, that sounds pretty serious, man. You're going to lose your bananas.
Very serious. I stole his banana last night. It was pretty crazy.
Now, what does that mean?
There was no innuendo in that at all. Trust me, there was no innuendo. He was just stealing my banana.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, continue on.
I had to peel it first.
Were you playing with them, too?
No.
He ate this banana.
After he stole it. All right, so, but continuing on. So, what platform is this game going to be available for?
Well, right now we've got it running on Androids. We've got it running on iOS.
Okay.
We're basically... trying to put this little girl out on any digital street corner that will have it.
Nice, nice. If you're going to pimp it out big time. All right. So it's not currently available yet, correct?
It's coming out in February.
Okay, so February rough release date or just February sometime?
February-ish.
All right, February-ish. All right,
platforms at the same time?
In time to buy it for Valentine's Day.
Wow, so you should give your girlfriend...
The banana
for Valentine's Day is what you're saying. Bananas and happiness.
Freedom, happiness, and bananas.
Yeah, all right. Well, freedom, happiness, and bananas. That would make every girl very happy, actually.
Wouldn't
I agree. So something just saying right now, if you're doing it for February. All right. Tell us a little bit about the game itself. Just told we've got the rival tribes, bananas, blah, blah, blah.
So it's a rhythm RTS. Basically, there's a rhythmic language that you use to talk to the monkeys. And... the enemies invade with different patterns and different behaviors, and you have to figure out a strategy to neutralize them.
Okay, by coming up with a rhythm to talk to your monkeys. Now, is it a fixed rhythm, or is it something you have to kind of figure out every time?
So, this is the thing. The control is actually very simple. It's not like a, you know, traditional rhythm game where you're parroting back a series of presses that a designer has created. It's totally extemporaneous. The other kind of weird high-tech thing that's going on is there's a completely dynamic soundtrack. So as you play, the music actually gets more frenetic. And every stage has totally different music. There's tons and tons of different beats in the game. And it does this all dynamically.
Very cool, very cool. So, I gotta ask, really cool look on this particular game graphically. Your graphics designer is?
His name is Luigi Gualtieri.
Okay.
He's actually a very famous artist who does a lot of different indie games. He's also done Girls Like Robots. He's showing a game here at Boston Fig called Captain Astronaut's Last Hurrah. He's also doing a math kids game. Oof, I can't remember the name. He's here with Pwn for 82 apps. He's an amazing artist.
Beautiful look to the game itself.
Thank you.
So, all right, anything else that we should know about the game? Besides, it's coming out sometime in February. It'd be a great Valentine's Day gift. It brings happiness.
It brings freedom, happiness, and bananas.
I think
absolutely.
It brings addiction based on what I've seen. I've lost my kid to it about three times.
Yeah, every time we walk past this place.
This one's packed like every minute that I've seen
it. You can definitely, you get into a trance playing it. That's what we call freedom, happiness, and pursuit of the fruit.
Oh, see, he changed that time. No more banana jokes, huh? All right.
Forget it. I'm not even going to go there. I'm leaving it.
So, you know, the other thing that's going on is there's a story, and you start to wonder, well, why are they stealing your bananas? So what happens is you launch a counterattack, and you go into the heart of enemy territory, and you meet with the enemy sage. And the enemy sage...
there's actually a storyline here.
Absolutely. The enemy sage goes, look, you're our brother monkeys. We don't mean to starve you. We don't mean to deny your children of sustenance. We don't mean to deny your aged of, you know, the sweet fruit. The problem is our jungle is being cut down, and we're in survival mode. So you're like, jungle's being cut down? Who would do such a thing? People. So you join forces, and you attack the people. And then you're not just swinging from tree to tree. You're swinging from construction cranes, and you're not throwing coconuts at monkeys. You're throwing bricks at construction workers.
At the man.
Yeah, you're taking on like the man. And eventually, you scare all the people away, you push the factory down, and your monkey sage, who is wise in the ways of people, sees what it's a factory for, and they're building aglets.
Aglets?
Which, of course, are the little plastic bit on the end of your shoelace.
Wow.
It's basically the world's most useless industrialized product. Of all the things we create in this world that will be here 10 million years after the last human being dies, what's the most worthless thing that's still going to be left here?
Aglets. Who knew? You know, I would have never thought about that, but now that you mention it, yes, that is completely worthless.
And so the moral of the story is that we pay a very high price for cheap crap from Walmart.
Yes, and we agree with that wholeheartedly.
And that's a great moral story.
Right on.
Quick question on that. Is that, okay, so single player only, or is there any multiplayer
version? Single
player. It is a single player game as well. All right. Again, mechanics look great. Like, again, when you watch people playing it, they pick it up right away. They get right into it. There seems to be a real, you know,
there's obviously some kind of hypnotic quality.
Yeah, very short curve as far as picking the game up and getting into it and getting addicted to it. So, very cool stuff. Very cool stuff.
Thanks, guys.
Again, if you do feel like having a beer, we're up by the...
Email us at guysgamesandbeer@gmail.com. The G2B theme song features Larry Davis on bass and Bob Harmel on guitar. It was recorded at the RMH Studios in Wisconsin.